Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bucks are back home at the Bradley Center. Jason Terry, you heard from him a little bit earlier in the show from last night's Milwaukee Basketball Hour, and he is imploring fans to get out, get crazy, get loud. He believes it's going to be a very physical game if they're going to respond and have any shot at winning this thing. Rich Keefe, co-host of Dale and Keefe on 93.7 WEEI in Boston, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Rich, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. After that first game, I thought, okay, the Bucks maybe learned a few things, and they're going to come back strong, and they could get game two, and it never materialized. Morris has been a beast in the middle. I knew Al Horford was going to have a big series, and he has thus far. So is it just keep doing what you're doing when it comes to this series, or is there something else that they need to kind of pull out of their sleeve to continue to keep the Bucks a little off guard?
I mean, we'll see how the Bucks respond at home, but the Celtics have been very impressive, particularly in Game 2, and they're getting a pretty balanced scoring attack. And without Kyrie Irving, that's what they needed to do. I wasn't sure they had it in. I remember we talked last week. I thought the Bucks were going to win the series, and I know there's still a long ways to go, but the Celtics look really good. Terry Rozier's playing well. Jaylen Brown had a career night in Game 2. Horford and Morris, who you mentioned. Tatum was quiet in Game 2, but he had a really good Game 1. So they're getting scoring from a bunch of different guys, and it seems like Milwaukee really has two players. And after that, nobody is helping out at all. So right now the Celtics are in a great spot.
Yeah, I agree. They've got Middleton, who's been able to light it up, and Adenokumpo. Middleton doesn't play a bunch of defense. I think where really Boston has got this series 2-0 is the fact that they've played physical, and their transition defense and getting back has been absolutely fantastic. The only surprise, and last night we had Jason Terry bring this up on our program, was they went three big, and he said they haven't shown that all season long. Is that one of those Brad Stevens genius moves?
Yeah, I mean, he gets a lot of credit, and he should. You know, he has, ever since he's gotten into the league, he has taken whatever talent he has had and gotten the most out of it. This year he has the most talent. Even with the injuries to Irving and to Gordon Hayward, he still has more talent. And his bench is a lot shorter than I think he would like it to be, but he's finding ways to utilize Aaron Baines and Greg Monroe and some of those guys. And knowing that Milwaukee's a poor rebounding team, they've really been able to use that to their advantage.
Did you see Rozier being this good?
No, not at all. I was, and people still give me a hard time about it because I hated the draft pick at the time. I thought, hey, they already got a bunch of, shorter guards who can't really shoot. But he has developed into a better shooter. And throughout the regular season, when Kyrie Irving was hurt or when Marcus Smart was hurt, which they both are again now, Terry Rozier did step up and he would have some really big games. And then those guys would come back and he would kind of go back to his bench role where, every once in a while he'd have a good game, but they didn't have to rely on him. But he has really taken to this. And he's one of the guys that Brad Stevens compliments the most. Like Terry Rozier just, it's a cliche, but all these guys just love basketball and all that stuff is nonstop. And whatever kind of responsibility they give him, he is up for the challenge. And that is where I was wrong in the series, because he has dominated Eric Bledsoe, and I did not think that was going to be the case.
What about Marcus Morris? Marcus Morris seems to have been, I go back years ago when the Bucks were heading to the Eastern Conference Finals and they had the big three, but they needed a role player to kind of come in and stir the pot, and that was like a guy like Scotty Williams or Darvin Ham. It seems like Marcus Morris has been the guy to come in, quiet the Bucks, rev up the crowd, be that kind of badass that they needed, and he's been kind of an antagonist, and he's really shown up.
He really has, and he's a guy who, when they acquired him, they got him in the Avery Bradley trade in the offseason, and that wasn't a very popular trade because everybody loved Avery Bradley around here, but they needed to do it to clear cap space in order to sign Gordon Hayward. But Marcus Morris has been really good, and they've used him both in the starting lineup and off the bench. He's not afraid to shoot, and again, when you have your top scorers out, it's great. Like, he is a guy that he can carry the offense for a quarter, at a time, and he knocks down threes, and he gives them that toughness. And you see, he's not afraid to mix it up with anybody. And that may have been missing from, say, last year's team.
And then you've got another supporting cast. I mean, Brown has been good. We talked about Horford. But it seems like right now everything just seems to be going their way. And let's be honest. I mean, even though they're shooting 53%, which is still really good. The Bucks, I mean, shot 59% in the last game and still ended up losing. But as good as their shooting prowess has been, it's really the defense that has been pretty much in transition and able to keep the Bucks inside the arc. The Bucks haven't been good to be able to shoot from outside the three, and they've been able to say, Giannis, go get yours, but everybody else we're going to shut down.
Yeah, they've been one of the best defensive teams all season long, and it probably starts with Al Horford, but other guys have bought in. You know, even Aaron Baines, I mean, he might give you only 20 minutes, but he's going to be solid defensively, and the guards have been good, and you know, even the young guys like Jason Tatum, who definitely came into the league as an offensive player first, he's still better on that end, but he'll buy in, and the whole team will play well defensively. And I think what we're seeing in this series is, yeah, you know, Giannis is going to get his points. He absolutely is, but he's going to need somebody, a third guy. Because, again, Middleton, he scores as well, but nobody else has really been able to get up to that challenge, and they've done a nice job on everybody, you know, whether it's Bledsoe or Snell or Brogdon. Parker's been invisible. And a lot of that is because of what the Celtics have been able to do defensively.
Nothing that would say to me statistically would tell me that this team's at a liability on the road. I mean, 27-14 at home, 28-13 on the road. Everything's pretty much remained extremely consistent for this team. So let's just talk about that for a minute, though. I mean, I don't know what the Bradley Center is going to be like. You would hope that it's going to be loud, but I think there's a lot of skeptical people here right now. And then obviously Jabari Parker has spoken out. There's a little bit of turmoil. I don't know what the home court advantage is going to be like tonight, but does that in any way, shape, or form, do you think, intimidate the Celtics?
No, I know last year they had some – it was tough for them to win on the road in the playoffs, but it's such a different team. You know, Jaylen Brown talked about that in the post-game following game two, but he's one of a handful of guys that was even on that team a year ago. And I think it helps when you have veteran guys like Al Horford and Marcus Morris that, you know, even if the young guys get kind of caught up in the fact that, hey, we're playing on the road and it could be a crazy environment, I think they have enough calming influences. Plus, Brad Stevens now has a handful of years in the playoffs under his belt. So they've always played pretty well, like you said, during the season on the road. So I don't envision this being a complete shock to them tonight.
What is going to be a couple of keys for the Boston Celtics to get a win here tonight? Because at this point in time, they get a win tonight, they more than smell blood in the water.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, I think the point guard spot is, to me, it's one of the most important things. If they can continue to outplay, if Rozier and Larkin outplay Bledsoe and Brogdon, they're definitely going to win. Like I thought that was such an advantage for the Bucks, and at the very least, there had to be a wash, but it has been in favor of both games for the Celtics. So if they can maintain that, then this is going to be a pretty short series.
I look at a couple of different players, and you'd mentioned Jaylen Brown. This is a guy that's kind of had the surging star, so to speak. As a matter of fact, I was reading an article, I think it was entitled that, if I'm not mistaken, looking at ESPN.com's website a little earlier today. You just talk about his prowess, kind of how he's grown up.
Yeah, he was a guy who didn't play a ton last year as a rookie. You know, he was a one-and-done guy out of Cal. He was the number three pick in the draft. He was still All-NBA second-team rookie or All-Rookie second-team, even though he didn't put up great stats. But he was on a good team, and he was kind of in the rotation. This year, he has been just put into the starting lineup all year long, and he has been pretty good. Like, the overall stats don't jump out at you. But, again, when you remove Kyrie Irving from the team, guys are going to have to step up. They're going to have to score more, and he has proven that he can do it. Also, the shooting has really improved with him. Another guy that, coming out of college, he's not a very good shooter. His rookie year, better than I thought. And then this year, he took another step forward. So he definitely looks like he's going to have a really bright and promising career. He's still only 21. So, I mean, things are certainly looking up for Jaylen Brown.
Bucks tonight, I know, at least that was the mantra last night, that they want to get more physical. They want to set the tone. They don't want to be pushed around anymore. So how likely is it that you've got somebody Boston-wise that loses their cool, or is this going to be where Brad Stevens comes in and says, hey, remember, this is what they're going to do to you. Don't buy into it.
Yeah, if anybody's going to lose their cool, you know, it might have been Marcus Smart, who's not going to play in the series, and then maybe you can get Marcus Morris to do that, but you know, Al Horford, certainly not. The young guys, Brown and Tatum, haven't proved that to ever really be the case with them. I don't see that coming from Rozier. So I think that's going to be a tough thing to pull off. Like, I don't know if the Bucks are going to be able to use that to their favor. Also, doesn't it sound like John Henson may not play?
John Henson's not going to be in the game tonight, yeah.
Yeah, so if he's out, I mean, that's one of their more, you know, one of their bigger guys that I just think maybe you could use that to your advantage. But with him not being there, I think they're in some trouble.
I would look for a Dellavedova crotch punch tonight. Just me. I'm looking for somebody to go down after getting hit in the peas and look like Bill Murray when he was in Caddyshack breathing through the side of his face.
Yeah, it could be. And then they'll send in Semi Ojeley to go clean it up. Maybe they'll just brawl it up a little bit. That's fine.
There you go. Good stuff, Rich. We'll talk to you. Hey, if the Bucks end up coming back to Beantown, they get a win or two, then we'll chat again next week, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, pal. Appreciate it. There you go. That's Rich Keefe, co-host of Dale and Keefe in the Morning on 93.7 WEEI in Boston, joining us in the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.